Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Let's use our hands and worship the Lord. Talk to your neighbor and greet your neighbor. Give your neighbor Sunday morning worship and greeting. Greet somebody by your side now. Greet them. Greet them now. Greet them. Hallelujah. Amen. It says when you want to pray, he said, pray like this. He says, say our Father. It has to be our before we go to him, Father. Amen. So we have to be brethren first before we go to him. That's why I say, let us become our first. Again, hug your brother, hug your sister, and tell them something good. Tell them something good. Tell them something. Greet everybody around you. Welcome everyone to the presence of the Lord. We welcome everyone to Sunday morning worship. Today is a happy day. Happy for one reason, that the first Sunday of the month of July I am among the living. Hallelujah. Not everyone that started in January is alive today. Hallelujah. So we want to appreciate God, give him praise from our hearts, give him, just worship him the much, you know, you can just express your gratitude to him. Remember, hallelujah, we owe our existence to him. All glory must go to him. No man takes any glory. Don't think you are smarter than your brother that is dead, your neighbor that is dead. Anytime you open newspaper, you see obituary, don't say, hey, yeah, he don't die, that one don't go. Just say, Father, I thank you that I'm counted among the living. Hallelujah. So let the living praise God with your hands. Whenever I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you.
Whenever I see another breaking of the day, I'll say thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Lord.
You know why I sing that song every time? Hallelujah. Those of you who used to wake up with alarm clock, alarm they wake you up in, alarm make you wake up, have you? Put that same alarm clock before a dead person. Then you will know that it's not the alarm clock that wakes you up. Hallelujah. So when you wake up, the first statement that should come out of your mouth is, thank you, Lord Jesus. Whenever I see another breaking of the day,
I say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Let us see
condo che puffio.
Whatever reason you have to say, Father, I thank you. Thank him with a grateful heart. Give him praise with a grateful heart.
So grateful, grateful.
And thanks with a grateful heart. Give him thanks from a grateful heart.
Give thanks with a grateful heart.
With a grateful heart, give him thanks.
Give thanks
with a grateful heart, grateful heart.
The Holy One.
Give thanks to him who is responsible for your being.
For he has given.
Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks.
Jesus Christ. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the heart say, I am rich because of work, because of what the Lord has done.
Prayer, let 90% of what you say be thanksgiving. Use only 10%. Hallelujah. Use only 10% to ask him something. There's power in praise. And to praise God is to acknowledge him for who he is. Hallelujah. I believe that God did not ordain us to walk with him the way some of us do. You have problem, the first thing that comes to your mind is, I want to see prophet. I want to see pastor. It is a Gentile idolatry hangover that we always run to a high priest. That we have to talk to the gods of their land. Amadioha must go. He cannot listen to you unless through the high priest. Libation is poured. Our high priest has already made a way for us. Jesus is our high priest. Hallelujah. Anytime you say in the name of Jesus, you are before the throne of grace. There is power in praises, but it can only work, amen, when your heart is clean, your mouth is clean, and you praise God. I have seen situations, hallelujah, Were we not just worshiping God, Brother Elvis, here during the Holy Ghost program, when that brother dropped his crutches? Can't you see that it is a sign? It was not for him, it was for every one of us. God was giving us a sign. Was it during prayer that the crutches dropped? Oh, somebody, are you with me? Was it during prayer? Come out. No, I kicked my leg. Then crutches fell off. It was during praise. As we were worshiping the Lord, something happened. It was God telling us the power of praise. Hallelujah. Why not try it, somebody? Try it. What your fasting, what jumping from place to place, family deliverance and everything did not do, why not try praises? Praise this God. Give God what he cannot give himself, and he will give you what you cannot do for yourself. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. So as we go to praise God this morning, hymn number 16, let it be our prayer. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way. Cleanse me, cleanse me, cleanse me. Let that be our prayer before we start praising God. Let that be our prayer before we start praising God.
Yeah, what I call.
May the Lord answer that prayer in the name of Jesus. As we enter this new month, we need Him. Every hour we need Him, we need Him, we need Him. 3:47. Need Him every minute, every second, we need Him.
Thank you.
me. Oh, bless me now. Bless me no more. Save me all.
Hear the brothers now. I need you. Say, brother, that's our prayer.
Just as I am.